In Norway, bishops of the Nordic Bishops' Conference concluded their autumn session on Wednesday, expressing their concern and offering their prayers for the suffering people of Syria. And joining the many initiatives spurred by Pope Francis's call for fasting and prayers for peace in Syria, they introduced an annual day of prayer for the persecuted Christians all over the world. This day is fixed on the 26th of December, the feast day of the first Christian martyr. Sister Anna Miriam Kashner, Secretary General of the Nordic Bishops' Conference, told me more about it.
The bishops of the Nordic Bishops' Conference, which are bishops from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland and Iceland, decided on their plenary session to introduce to the people a day of prayer on the 26th of December for all the persecuted Christians in the world. And they did this because the prayer and fasting day, which Pope Francis introduced to the people recently, made a great impression on the people in the Nordic countries. And therefore, we decided now to say, okay, let's go on with that. So we have to pray once a year in a special way for all the people in Syria and all over the world who are persecuted. Because we really thought, yes, prayer is the only way to keep peace in the world. And therefore, we would like to join also in the Pope's asking for prayer and for peace.
I understand you chose a very symbolic day to do this, the 26th of December.
Yes, we took the 26th of December because on the one hand, it's the feast day of St. Stephanus, which is the first martyr of the Christians. And also because in the Nordic countries, we are only a minority of Catholics. So it means the people are not coming to church during the week. So on the second Christmas day, the people are in church. And there we have the best way to reach them. Therefore, we took the 26th of December.
Has the Pope's call to all men and women of goodwill to pray and to fast for peace in Syria, has it reached the people in the Nordic countries?
Yes, it has reached them because we had a lot of media and press releases to bring this message to the people. Even each bishop in the dioceses named it during the masses, and the people came to the church in the evening and prayed at that time while the Pope was on the St. Peter's Square. And we heard afterwards from a lot of people who also joined in this fasting day. They said it's so important for us, and we in the Nordic countries, we know what it means to live in a minority situation. So therefore, they really said we have to support the people in Syria and all over the world.
The Pope today at his weekly general audience, he called again for all Christians and not only Christians to join, to continue to ask God for the gift of peace in the most troubled parts of the planet. How is the voice of this new Pope, Francis, echoing in your part of the world?
It's very interesting that also in the Nordic countries, which are mostly Lutheran Christians, they are very impressed and touched by the person of Pope Francis. So they follow really in all the messages he's giving. And I think it's a really good thing because they take him serious and they will join him in his wish to say we have to be united in prayer here because it's the prayer which is really going around the world. For us Catholics, it's really important also to join in the bigger majority of the universal church, which we normally don't experience in our countries. So this is a really good way for us to say we are part of the church and we are really supporting the Pope in his wish to pray and to do something to save the world from the next war.